It's Wednesday, November the 11th, and you're tuned in to the 10 AB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
You always yawn at your introduction.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just like Pavlovian. I don't know what's happening.
Like, what's wrong with you, huh?
I don't know.
You've been here a couple hours already.
Yeah, and I could have yawned before that.
Yeah, but it's only when we do the introduction.
I definitely didn't do it on purpose.
Liar.
I didn't. Liar. I swear, liar. I didn't.
Is that your kink?
Huh? Is that what I'm into? Is that it? That's my game plan?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't know what it is. That was like, I remember when I was in grade 10 auto class.
Yeah. Every time they call for attendance, you'd yawn?
And every time the national anthem came on, I would have a sneezing fit.
Wow.
And then after the national anthem ended, I get like one or two out, and then it'd be over.
Wow. You're a problematic child.
I guess. It's, again, not on purpose. Like, it's just, I don't know what's happening.
Audience, you be the judge.
You be the judge. Having never met me, please be the judge.
Anyways, we're the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Today is Novembre 11th. You know what that day is, Anthony? You know what's significant about today?
No.
You don't know what's significant about today?
Is it 10, 11, 20?
No.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Wait, where'd the 10 come from?
No, wait, no. 11, 11, 20?
You know what's important about today?
No.
Singles Day!
Oh, because it's 11-11?
Yeah.
You can't take part in this.
But I can take part in the sick deals online.
Is there really sick deals online?
That's the whole point about Singles Day.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Well, to be fair, it's brand new, and it's mostly from the Asian countries of the world who do it.
This makes sense.
Also, it's actually Remembrance Day or Veterans Day.
Yeah.
But marketing has gotten so great that no one cares about the war anymore, and it's all about those sick deals.
It's all about me, this new generation.
Yeah, man. So today is Singles Day. So if you're out there buying some hot products, let us know what you bought.
Yeah, if you're on Alibaba.
Yeah, man. Jeez, they got some wicked deals. But it depends on like what you want. I don't know.
I want to buy steel ball bearings in bulk.
Well, there you go. You get some, man. Don't let me stop you.
Ball bearings.
Don't let the oppression of the world stop you.
Wait, no, I don't want a ball bearing. I want the ball.
For what?
What's the ball?
Okay, what do you want?
What's it called, though?
I don't know. The ball.
Yeah, what's like the metal ball that's in ball bearings? Is it a bearing?
Yeah.
But I thought bearings were the circle. Like you put it in a skateboard. Like this is, that's a bearing. What's the ball that goes in the bearing? What's the ball part of the bearing?
The ball.
Steel ball? Is that, can I just type steel ball into Alibaba?
I guess so, if you want.
Steel balls.
Metal balls. Wait, why do you want metal balls?
You can just straight up buy... Bro. All right, we could all go thirds on this.
No.
If we get $800 of steel balls split three ways, we can get a ton. We can get one ton of steel balls.
Why?
Where would you keep...
I don't know.
Where would you keep your third of the ton?
How many steel balls could that be?
A lot.
Could probably be a lot.
More than you could ever know. More than you need.
You could use them as weights.
You would probably never run out.
You could put them in a container and just like put them on stuff.
No.
Like a paperweight. You could use them as apparently they're good pie weights. If you're making a pie, just fill in the thing with steel balls.
Sure.
That's what I heard. It was on Bon Appetit once, I believe. I think we can get in on this deal.
No, I can't partake because it's a Singles Day thing. I can't do it.
But you said you could partake in the sick deals.
These
sick steel ball deals.
I gotta resend that one. I'm hearing from my lawyers now that no, I'm not allowed to partake. Like it's an issue. It's a proper litigation. I gotta be out. So instead, I'll just be buying a poppy and being like, yay. Remember those who died.
Do you guys buy poppies?
Yeah, it's like a buck.
I always somehow somehow just get one.
Like, what, you're walking down the street and you pick one up off the ground?
No, like, I don't know. Like, I'm at an event and they, like, give you a poppy. Okay. Like, I don't think I've paid for a poppy in, like, 10 years.
Yeah. Damn. You're walking to work and then you're like, poppy. And you're like, yeah, okay, sure.
Not off the ground, no.
No, I meant, like, that's what I do.
Oh, like at work? Yeah, like, at work they have poppies or something? Yeah, exactly.
No, like, there's people selling stuff just before you get into your work doors. And you buy it. you know, regular people stuff.
No, I've been gifted poppies.
You go to the grocery store to do grocery shopping, and it's like, there's a kid selling poppies. You're like, all right, kid, here's a buck.
I ignore that kid. I walk straight past him.
Well,
all right. Get a real job, kid. And then,
oh my God.
Get a real job, wow. Hippie. And then I walk into the store.
All right. Well, we know where your moral conscience is at.
Free poppies.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, poppies. Poppies, 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 poppies. And Singles Day, great. And, oh, hey, presidential election is over.
Oh, yeah, the America thing happened.
Yeah, someone won.
No one won.
You're right.
Because there's rampant cheating within the system, Vince.
Yo, why'd they stop the count? Why do they continue the count?
Yo, why'd they continue the count? I gotta stop the count.
Yeah.
Listen, just because these people voted legally doesn't mean their vote should be counted.
Stop the count. Also, continue the count.
No, only stop it when my boy, the Donald, is in the lead. Then that's when we need to stop the count.
Yeah. But when he's not, continue the count.
We gotta count. We gotta double, triple count this shit.
Gosh. Well, America. Y'all continue to do you.
It's great. I love America so much. I will admit, I am kind of disappointed that Biden won.
Why?
Only because I wanted to watch America burn to the ground.
But we just talked about how last week America's decisions affect the world. Yeah. Should it just be America burning to the ground?
I think we would burn less, but we'd still burn a bit.
I think we'd all burn.
Hell yeah.
Let's... You know what? I don't think we'd burn. I'm sorry. We would just disintegrate.
You know, just get glassed. Nuclear yes. apocalypse.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes, that's what would happen.
That's the future I'm looking forward to.
Like, we live so close to that border. Like, trust me, we're done.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so that was the thing that happened. So great. Yeah.
What else happened? Wasn't there other news?
Yeah, my favorite headline that I saw coming out of this was, the Trump administration who tried to,
Booking at the Four Seasons?
No.
That one's good.
No. Stop TikTok. Would like to say, so what's up with that?
Yeah, why haven't you stopped it yet?
Yeah.
It's a plague on our society.
Yes. It looks like there's no legal action taken against them, and they want to know what's up.
didn't they recently sell like 80% of their storage facilities into America?
I don't know, man.
I think.
I didn't keep up with it. I just saw the headline and I was like, yo.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, the best one is probably Trump booked the Four Seasons. But it wasn't a Four Seasons hotel.
Oh, yes.
It was like a Four Seasons auto repair shop a dildo store and something else.
Yeah. I mean, well, you got to kind of where the demographic is hiding at, right?
True facts, like,
you got to be there.
And then we got to pour one out for the boys.
Who?
Got to point one out for the quizmaster himself, Alex Trebek.
Oh, yeah. A true Canadian.
True Canadian hero, even though he lived in America most of his life.
He be out.
That sucks, man.
Yo.
Like, once you kind of hear, like, stage four, you kind of know. It's like, it's coming eventually.
Yeah, we all, like, everyone knew. It was just when.
Yeah. And I think the producer mentioned that he had 35 more episodes in the bag. So they're going to air the rest of the episodes because that's what he wanted. And then they're going to go from there and see.
Damn.
I'm sure they have a new host in mind already.
35 episodes.
I'm pretty sure it was around 35 or
so. So they switched the host, right? Do we think people still care about Jeopardy?
I don't know. Like, Alex Trebek is synonymous with Jeopardy.
Yeah.
But so was Bob Barker with The Price
is
Right. I was
going to say, I don't watch Price is Right no more once Drew Carey took over.
Did you watch The Price is Right past the age of 16?
Is that when Bob Barker retired?
No. He retired way later.
I mean, like, I would watch it. Like, if it was just on in the summer. Because, like, that would be, like, my breakfast thing. Like, 10 a.m. 11 a.m.
When we were Price is Right. When we were 17. He retired.
Okay, yeah, so I was still in school. Yeah, totally. Enjoying the summer months. 11 o'clock, have some cereal, watch The Price is Right. Yeah.
Wow, it's really been fucking... It's been more than 10 years since Drew Carey took over Price is Right. Man, I just do not think about The Price is Right at all.
That's what I'm saying. Without Bob Barker, it ain't The Price is Right.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Well, who's his announcer? Was it Rod Rodney?
Rod, maybe that sounds it's familiar.
Rod Rodney.
Come on down.
And your host, Bob Barker.
Who do you think could replace Alex Trebek?
Ryan Reynolds.
You think he'd want to?
No. That's an actual job. No.
Yeah, you need some... Like, yeah, he can't just be, like, out and about getting people to make funny commercials for his gin. Like, that's not a thing.
Which he did sell his gin.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Apparently it's really good gin.
I meant he sold the company.
Hmm. He's not a part of it anymore?
I mean, under the... He's not the owner anymore, but, like, under the legal terms, he has to be the face of it for the next 10 years.
Oh, wow.
He sold it for, like, $616 million?
Mamma mia, this man!
It's good, but it's not good enough.
He's wheeling and dealing.
I mean, George Clooney sold his tequila for $1 billion.
That's pretty good, too!
Yeah. So there you go. I think P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, one of the ones.
Diddy?
He sold Ciroc for about the same amount.
So. He owned Ciroc?
He did own.
Yeah, he owned Ciroc.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Man, the alcohol game is where to be, apparently.
Yeah. But you gotta make money. You gotta have money to make money, right?
I make money.
You don't make money like they make money.
You didn't specify the amount of money. You just said make money.
Like, when they invest, like, $100 million into this shit, and they're like, all right, let's grow it. I'm like...
I could invest $100.
Okay, I can return that back to you for like $105.
That's not really the amount of return I was looking for.
Over a year, I could do it.
Over a year? I was looking more for, like, you know, at least like $200.
Nah. I think it's a 5% growth. That's pretty good.
This is rough.
No.
Man, it's expensive being poor.
It sure is.
But I don't know. Like, I honestly don't have like a celebrity in my mind. Like it,
that you would replace?
Fucking, it's got Trebek? Yo, it's Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings?
It's the boy. It's the Jeopardy master.
No.
Come on. When he's always on the show, he's like really jovial. He knows how to talk to people. You give the quiz master the quiz. You pass the torch to the quiz master.
Wait, Ken Jennings?
Isn't Ken Jennings the guy who won? Isn't that his name?
You want to give the contestant the role of host?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, Ken Jennings.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
He's the... Yeah, here, even Yahoo Life agrees with me that the next Jeopardy host should be Ken Jennings.
I'm going to go with no. I'm just going to say no thank you with that one.
They should give it to Ken Jennings.
Nah, find someone else.
Nah, it's Ken Jennings.
Yeah,
that's the one. That's the one I'm putting my money on.
All right.
What is Ken? Who is Ken Jennings?
I think they should just retire Jeopardy.
To just end it?
Yeah.
Nah, man, it makes too much money.
I think...
That's like, who would you replace for Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna White or...
Either or.
You just end Wheel of Fortune.
You just end Wheel of Fortune? It's over?
Yeah.
It's not an option.
No, sure it is.
It's not an option.
Who's going to be playing game shows now? Come on. No one plays game shows.
They got to bring back that... What was the one with the YTV with all the goo?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh? Yeah, they got to bring back Uh-oh.
Nah.
That's the one. See, I'm going to invest in Uh-oh.
You didn't get any... What did you win with that one?
Your reward was not being slimed.
Yeah, what a shitty reward.
I'm going to bring back Video and Arcade Top 10.
Reward. No, hell thank yeah. you. Okay, well, whatever. There you go. Pouring out for Jeopardy Master Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
See you later, Ken Jennings.
Oh my God, don't even. I don't even want to hear it. Anyways, we got a question to chew on.
Go.
So let's get munching. Paul Chu writes in, to keep the streak going, let's steer this conversation to dicks right off the bat.
Oh my God. Is yours curve?
If you could create a dick-based finishing move for a fighting game,
oh no.
What would that finisher be?
A dick-based finisher?
A dick.
This is definitely an X-rated...
A dick-based finisher, huh?
This sounds like a fatality.
Sure.
Like, what do you, like, cut off a dude's dick and then, like, shove it down his own throat?
Oh my God.
like that kind of shit?
I mean, if you must.
Or, like, are we talking, like, I'm Goro. This is my Rule 34 Goro fan art. And, like, I clothesline a guy so hard with my dick that he explodes.
I don't know. Is Scorpion's one with a skull when he takes off his thing, right?
Yeah.
There's a skull fucking joke in there somewhere.
There's probably.
There's a skull fucking dick finishing move there somewhere.
This can't go on YouTube, can it?
No. I don't know.
Do we have to bleep this out later?
You know, how Iron Man, he pulls out the proton cannon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My dick finisher wouldn't be anything like that. No,
oh,
sorry.
Gross.
No.
Disgusting.
It'd be more like Jin when he pulls out the giant arm to punch. Just a giant dick comes at you.
It just gets really hard, really fast. Yeah. And then...
I think my Mortal Kombat finisher would be like it'd be like the equivalent of Mercy.
Only it's called Shrinkage.
And your life goes all the way to the bottom, and your opponent gets all the way to full bar.
Does it have to use a can I give you like I'm gonna give you a deep. My ultimate is that it gives the. I'm gonna shoot a projectile, and then when it lands, everybody within that area has performance anxiety, and their range for any sort of projectile skill is cut in half.
Wow, that's I don't know. I mean, if that's what you want.
I don't know if, like, using an actual dick seems a little bit, like, on the nose.
On the nose?
Yeah.
On the tip?
On the tip. Right? I got, like, you gotta use, like, dick-related terminology.
I don't know. Like, I guess. Sure. I don't know.
Like, does my character just have, like, I just fight with a steel pipe, and then, like, my finisher is called the shaft?
Could be.
And, like, something happens there.
Oh man, my character just gets a second dick.
What kind of porn games are you playing over here? What kind of visual novels are you thinking of?
The best ones.
Oh god.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like if I go any further, we can't put this on YouTube, so I'm just gonna...
You're gonna end it there?
I'm gonna end it.
All right, well, there you go, Paul. That's what we got.
Sick freak.
I know,
what man. Is this?
Did your wife hear you with that mouth?
Oh god.
Jeez.
Ugh.
Can't imagine what you guys do behind closed doors.
Oh, well, too far again. It's not me going too far this time. What are you doing?
I didn't say anything.
I just it's on recording.
I implied something.
It's right. I can see the sound waves. That's where right there. I'm pointing at the sound wave where it happened.
That could be your voice.
It's not. It's definitely not. That's the large one where it's really annoying and obnoxious. That's me right there. We're just peaks.
Got it. Okay, let's move on. From dicks to Max.
You know, true, dicks, only dicks own Max.
Wow. Apple had a new event, or their last event of the year, the One More Thing event. Apple's silicon chip has been revealed, and they've shown it off in three new Mac products.
This chip is cool.
The Mac Mini, the Mac Air, and the MacBook Pro.
This chip is cool.
So their idea is, yo, we took the CPU, the GPU. What else did they put on there? All their I/O and their like security chip and their neural network engine.
Pretty much everything.
They're like, let's put it on one chip. And
so if any one of those pieces breaks, you have to buy a whole new chip.
No.
Is it all segmented?
No. You buy a whole new computer.
Oh my god.
Come on. Whole new chip. What is this bullshit? I like to look at it as, you know, I think it's just... You want an iPad with a real keyboard. There you go.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially what they have
here. Yeah.
And they have a real OS, so... but it's pretty cool. Performance gains seem to be the main standout here, but who knows how we could validate that. Or like,
way more battery life.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that the Mac Air is fanless, so...
I still don't get how that works. Like, they gotta have some sick-ass natural ventilation system.
Or well, like, I mean, how does an iPad do it?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
Because I'm sure it does it the same way. The
witchcraft.
The weird thing is, they introduced it in the MacBook Air and the MacBook Pro. But as far as I can tell, they're the same computer. The only difference is the MacBook Pro comes with a fan.
And I think it has better GPU
does capability. Does it? Like, slightly?
Slightly.
I guess so.
And it's got that touch bar at the top.
Yeah, but who cares about the touch bar?
And it's got professional audio headphone jacks.
Oh, yeah, I guess it does. Ah, who cares? Anyways.
Who gives a shit?
Anyways, yeah, no, it's one of those things that's like, this is technology, but we put it in old hardware, so this is still not the one to buy. It's first-gen stuff. They talked about how, like, there's going to be certain apps that will... not be yet compatible with their new chipset, so...
But Vince, they have the Yin Yang app. The one that works on both Intel chips and M1 chips.
Assuming that your app has been developed for both.
Mm.
We'll see. Because I heard actually a headline stating that Photoshop won't be ready on Apple Silicon until next year.
Ooh, so, no.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
That seems like you're alienating your audience a bit.
Yeah, that, like that's the one where it's like, whoo, let's not adopt this shit just yet. But I mean, of course, it's the first stage in their 2-year transition process. So,
yeah.
But it's interesting. It's cool to see them moving away from Intel. So we'll see what happens. I was really hoping we're going to get new hardware, but we're not. So this is one of those things that's just like, yeah, okay. I won't be getting a new MacBook anytime soon.
Hmm.
Peace out, homies. Peace out, Apple.
So you're stuck with this bad boy for how much longer?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It's still going.
Yeah, I know. It's alive.
What are you doing with it that you need more stuff?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Soon, Vince.
What?
That laptop will be the equivalent of my iPod.
Will it?
And we'll be in the same boat.
You think so?
Yeah.
No. Was that, by the time that happens, I won't have this laptop.
No, it'll happen.
No. We'll be recording this podcast from my iPhone. And then you'll be like, holy shit, technology.
Nah, have you seen those new Zoom mics?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Where it's just like 4 XLR ins.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
But you still need to hook it up to something to...
Yeah, I got a laptop. You got a laptop.
That's what I'm saying. I won't have a laptop. The whole thing will be done from my phone. You're going to Bluetooth that... You don't need the XLR mic or connection. You're just going to fucking Bluetooth that shit.
We need boom arms.
Again, wireless boom arms.
Wireless? They just float.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Duh. Anyways, yeah, that's that for the Apple thing. The other pick I had this week, arguably the most exciting news of the week, is finally, after the long rumored tradition, November 7th came and went on a Saturday, and with it, we got the announcement of the Mass Effect Legendary Edition.
It was real.
It's real.
It was real.
The trilogy is back and is being remastered.
Those are good games. I think me and you are the only people who like Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, why did everyone hate it?
I don't know. But I remember playing that game and thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh, it was the ending.
Yeah.
Because your choices didn't culminate in anything. It was just kind of like this brand new world. Joke's on you, suckers.
Yeah. But also, like, that's 2 games worth of choices. That shit was never gonna happen like that. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah. I remember now. Yeah. Like, it didn't matter what you're trying. Like, that game was the master of the illusion of choice.
Your choices mattered up until the final cutscene.
Yeah.
Because the choices you made in the past, like even to the first game when you were when you decided to save like the Queen Hive or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Like, it helped you make that last mission easier.
Yeah.
But the actual ending didn't culminate in what your choices. Like
the narrative. Yeah. So, but no, I fucking love those games. So I can't wait to play it. Spring 2021. I think it's coming to all platforms.
Sweet.
As it should. Like, why not?
This game's old. Just put it on everything.
Yeah. On your smartphones, on your whatever.
Re-release it on the PS3.
What? No.
Yeah, put out an Xbox 360 version. Let's go.
No, and then the other announcement that BioWare made was that the veteran Mass Effect team is hard at work on a next-gen Mass Effect.
So, they already did that. It's called Mass Effect Andromeda.
But that's currently current-gen. That ain't next-gen anymore.
Oh, true. That's so, last-gen, technically.
Technically, it's... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's starting tomorrow. That shit's last-gen.
Yeah, so actually, well, I mean... Technically... Next gen started yesterday.
Why?
Because the Xbox is out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the Xbox is out.
Disgusting. I'm looking at this last gen console over here.
Yes, you are.
Oh, gross.
Very gross. All right. So, that is that. Mass Effect. And I think those are all my picks. Like, once I saw the Mass Effect one, I was like, yo, fuck this. That's all I need to care about. All I've seen this week is just news of, like, what to do with your Xbox, what to do with your PlayStation, which is the best games to buy.
Speaking of that, those recommendations.
Oh, fuck.
We are going to take a look at the Kotaku review
of
the PlayStation Quad Octuple. What's 5?
Oh, Cinco?
Cinco. It, I don't know what these gaming sites are doing anymore, but apparently Ian Walker, who wrote the review... His favorite part of the PS5 is existential dread.
Yes, I did see your tweet about this.
Yeah, because There is a tweet by Sophia Narwitz on Twitter where she pulls out some really good sequences of the article. And it's fear-mongering, I guess. Like, it's really weird. It's like he'll go into like sort of detailed information about whatever part of it he's talking about. But then he'll just be like, but the world is still reeling under the weight of COVID-19, so who cares, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, dude, relax.
Yeah.
It's a fucking PlayStation review.
Yeah, and you're on a, you work for a video game website.
Yeah, like, there's a part where he talks about, there's a insufferable level of privilege attached to the ability to simply tune out the world.
Your job is running into video games!
I know, it's so good, man.
What?
It's so good. There was a one segment that really got me was his whole thing on frame rate, I believe it was.
Oh yeah, who cares?
Yeah, he's like, I still don't understand because who cares? Like the frame rate issue. It's like, yeah, okay, you not giving a shit about frame rate, whatever. You should probably understand why people care though. Like,
yeah. But I don't know.
My brain hurts.
Like, the thing is, Kotaku's kind of, not always, but especially in the past 5 years, their whole editorial style has shifted in this direction, where like it's more about political climate and like cultural impact and change, and like what I originally came to Kotaku for is not the same reasons anymore, or like it's less of that, and like you can't get it without their flavor, and it's their website, they can write whatever they want, but it's definitely like
there are still like stuff in the website where it's just like, here's hard news, here's whatever. But like, yeah, it's so weird that, because like when I go to a review of something, I'm expecting, like, if it's a video game review, I'm expecting that person's take. Like, I go to this person because they like this sort of game and I want to see their specific take on it, right? When I come to a hardware review, I'm expecting that shit to just be like, yo, it does this, that. It runs like this.
Yeah.
Here's what the shit is.
Should you buy one?
Like, that's what I'm expecting. It's just like, bro.
Yeah.
Not everything needs your personal commentary.
Like, I think if you're looking at a PlayStation 5 review, yes, I think your audience is part of that privileged society part where, like, they understand what the world is going on.
And they want to escape it.
Yeah. And but guess what? They're still there and they're just going to buy this shit. So, like, I don't know.
Or it's just like, I want to know what it's like. I want to know what it is. Like, even if I'm not going to buy one, I just want to know what it does.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a time and place.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was totally weird.
Yeah.
And just to like, it was tone deaf.
Yeah.
In my, you said,
yeah,
the privilege around, you fucking work writing about video games for a living.
Yeah. And you make a decent amount of money doing it too.
It's crazy. After that, we got another PlayStation doesn't like money move.
Oh yeah,
which is we talked about the PlayStation backwards compatibility, about how it's apparently awesome and whatever.
Yes,
but you know it does not play one very important game.
Or what game is that?
PT, baby.
Oh right.
If you have PT on your PS4 and you transfer it over to the PS5, Konami is okay. This is not. PlayStation doesn't like money. Konami has come out and said, hey, Sony, block that shit.
Yeah.
You cannot play it. So apparently, like a couple weeks ago, like late November, people could play PT.
Hmm.
And then Konami came out and was like, hey,
fuck you.
Axe that shit. Konami, just another one on the board, baby.
Good job. Good job.
Like, I don't understand how they're not the most hated company. Maybe because they're not in the video game scene anymore.
Yeah.
It's just pachinko and gambling, but...
Yeah.
That sucks, homie. Speaking of more crappy news, Capcom got hit by a huge cyber attack.
Did they?
A group has claimed to have stolen over 1 terabyte of employee data and customer data.
Oh, that sucks.
That's, it's kind of crazy.
Okay.
So it's another data leak. It's no different from other ones. But yeah, if you have like Capcom store accounts and stuff like that, change your passwords, do all that jazz. After that, new Apex season started. I know you've been playing. I'm sure you'll talk about it later.
Sure.
But Respawn.
Our spawn
has come out, and with the new season, they have banned over 400 high level players.
Why?
Because they were using a ranked exploit to smurf. So you got to understand that, like, all the people who are banned are diamond and above.
Okay.
And diamond and above players, I think, account for like 2%, 3% of the total player base of Apex.
Okay.
It's a very small.
Yeah.
It turns out that they were using a exploit that allowed them to go into bronze lobbies.
Is it like you group with a friend?
Yeah.
And
so what happened, like how the ranked version of this game works is when you say, like, when you get past like rookie or whatever, or you get into silver,
rookie,
you start the round with a negative RP rating.
Okay.
And then as you last longer and you get kills, you get RP. So you want to get into the plus. So even if you don't win, you get a bunch of points, right? Yeah. So when you're in bronze, you always start at a flat zero. Yeah. So you're not losing anything. Hmm. When you get to silver, I believe you start at negative 12. And it gets higher and higher and higher as you go up in the rankings. So you got to perform even better in order to earn those ranks.
Oh.
So what these guys were doing is that they were going into bronze lobbies, who these people are new to the game, are just bad at the game, playing it casually. And they were bolstering their scores because they'll go in and they'll just shit on a bunch of bronze players.
Yeah, why not?
And then their RP goes through the roof.
Yeah.
And so I dig it. They banned 419 diamond plus ranking.
419?
One off from 420, baby. That's the...
Wow.
Yeah. But it's nice to see a corporation doing something against smurfing when they can.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's real wild, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, okay. And those people are like... Homie, it's please. A bold move because those people are like, they're playing your game a lot, right? So we'll see how this affects Respawn in the future.
Damn, son.
We got more Sega news.
Sega.
They were closing down arcades left and right in Japan. And Sega is officially selling its arcade business in Japan.
Sega. Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, they're so it's not all bad. So they're selling it to a business called Agenda. They do a whole bunch of like arcade game rentals and
online. They're called Agenda?
They're called Genda.
Oh, Genda.
Yeah.
Genda.
They do like arcade game rentals. They do online crane games. Like, you know, those little things where you can like virtually do a crane game and then they ship you the whatever.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. They are selling to Genda an 85.1% share in the arcade business that they own.
Who owns the remainder?
Sega.
Interesting.
So basically all operation, everything is going to be Genda, but they are still keeping the Sega name, the Sega brands and all that stuff in order to retain customers.
Now this is just Sega's like arcade division.
Yes.
Okay, not like Sega proper.
No, this is just the arcade division.
Okay. And also for y'all Australians, I'm talking about Sega.
Sega. Sega, is that what they call it in Australia?
Yeah,
I had to like think about that for a second. I didn't even what.
Mm.
They're wrong.
Oh, I know.
They're wrong. This is the country who banned hentai. They don't know shit.
Yeah, they called Sega. You ever heard of a Sega Master System?
No,
because that's what they got.
I've heard
there.
Of a Sega Master System.
No, down under it's the Sega Master System.
That's wow. Mm. Okay,
the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, so Sega's still going to be developing arcade games, but according to this report, they're going to be shifting a portion of its arcade game developers to home console.
Got it.
Which makes sense.
Got it.
So it's not all gone, and the aesthetic is still there, but it's a husk. It's a husk of its former self.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, it's shell.
It's a shell. And on top of that, they were in the news again this week.
Oh, again.
Because Sega has asked 650 full-time employees to voluntarily retire.
Ah, yes.
this is because Sega Sammy they're losing a lot of money this year. They are on.
Oh, aren't we all?
They are on track to lose about $96.6 million this by March.
But how are they on track to lose that much money?
I guess their arcade division just tanked it. So that's the thing I need to clarify. Like, I'm not sure if Sega Sammy is just like a separate entity.
Okay.
Or what, but they are losing a shit ton of money.
Okay.
And they at like all their executives are taking a cut. I think like the executive vice president's taking a 20% pay cut, senior vice president 10%, representative director 30%.
That's it? They're just not gonna take a Google salary list for the year?
No, what are you talking about? You think they're Awada? That shit ain't gonna happen. Did Awada do that? Was that Awada?
Yeah, that was Awada.
What a man. What a man's man. I miss that man. But it's not all, again, also, it's not all bad. They said they were going to give them like really good retirement benefits. And if they wanted to go back into the working thing, they would offer programs to help them get back into the workforce, just not with Sega. Because they need to cut those bodies, baby.
Wow.
So yeah, it's not a full on Konami.
When you put it that way, yes, that just sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's not a full on Konami, but
It's a Konami.
It's rough in there. And then the last one I have here is, I don't know if you saw on YouTube recently.
Tell me about it.
But someone bought a $220,000, like, or it was like, I think it was $250,000 Pokemon card box.
Nope.
I forget who it was. I actually linked the wrong article in my notes, which is unfortunate.
Okay.
But yeah, this guy bought a box of first edition sealed Pokemon cards, like from the, I think it was the jungle.
Okay.
Was it? Turns out, repackaged.
Oh no!
So they shrink-wrapped the box, and then the first layer of packs were first edition. And then underneath, some were already open, some weren't first edition.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild story. And this is kind of like hot off the tails of Logan Paul. He released a video where he spent $150,000 on a grade 10 gem mint Charizard.
Yeah.
And like, Pokemon cards are back in vogue, baby.
Wow. Wow.
I don't want to go into the whole story because A, I brought up the wrong notes by accident, and B, it's kind of a wild story.
Yeah.
But I would recommend, if you want a very entertaining journey, check out the whole like Pokemon card resurgence.
Okay, I don't know if that sounds entertaining. That just sounds sad.
Why?
Someone spent all that money just to be bamboozled?
Yeah, but they're rich, so you can just laugh at them.
Are they rich?
Oh, I think they are.
Are they?
I assume if they're buying $500,000 worth of Pokemon cards. Or sorry, $250,000 of Pokemon cards.
I don't know. What if
you got that money?
What if that's like their limit?
Oh, if that's like they foreclose on their house.
Well, I feel like if you're buying that much money, if you're spending that much money on Pokemon cards, they gotta mean a lot to you.
It didn't seem like in the video I watched. It didn't seem like it. It seemed like they was like, hell yeah, business transaction, baby.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the tone I got. Okay. But it's okay. Fine. Depending on your opinion, it could be funny. It could be sad. It could be a whole range of emotions.
Okay.
But it was interesting, to say the least, to see Pokemon cards getting back into, at least the original ones, the ones we grew up with.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, nostalgia is expensive.
Yeah, it always is. Right? That's how collectors work.
Now I'm just waiting for all my PS2 collection to just be insanely expensive.
Keep waiting.
I will keep waiting.
Keep waiting.
I will keep waiting.
I think we'll be like 55 by that time.
I'll still have them.
Will you?
I don't know. Stop it. Stop it. I learned recently that apparently the cheap way, if you move somewhere, the cheap way to ship all your shit is instead of renting a cargo container, you buy a cargo container. And then the rates are different for your shipping because you only pay for the container, not for the weight.
Okay, hold on. How much are you planning to ship?
I don't know, but apparently that's the cheapest way to do
it. Yeah, if you're shipping like a house.
Yeah, my sister's boyfriend was like, yo, listen, you don't rent the container, you buy the container. And then you sell the container on the aftermarket afterwards, and it's still cheaper.
It's a lot of work.
Seems like it.
That's a lot of
work. When he was telling me about the whole process, I was like, this seems like a pain in the ass.
That sounds like any time someone's like, it's always cheaper if you do it yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's that mentality. It's like... Yeah. I change my tires. Of course it's fucking cheaper. You don't go to the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found out recently that it's like $80 to change your tires if you go to a mechanic.
That's rough.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa.
That's rough.
That sucks.
You need that machine to change the tires? Because I only ever changed a tire with like when I was in auto class.
What machine?
Like, you know, the little like roller thing? And it like pops it in, pops it out.
A jack?
Yeah.
No, your car has a hand crank jack.
Does it?
In every car has one.
Well, then I'm good.
I mean, it's a lot more tiresome to use.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, replacing a tire onto a rim.
Oh, no, no. I was just talking about, like, putting on your winter tires.
Oh, no. I was talking about putting it onto a rim.
Okay, yeah. You will need the...
Okay.
Yeah, the tool for that. Or the machine. Mm-hmm. The lip thing.
Oh, but just to change... Like, just to change your tires from winter to summer, or vice versa, is $80?
Yep.
Damn, son.
That's here in Hamilton.
That's why I never buy winter tires.
Oh, my God.
All seasons, baby.
All right, whatever. You do you.
I've never owned winter tires.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, Pokemon's back. And, the one thing I forgot is Halo 4. The Master Chief Collection is now complete. In probably one of the best value propositions on PC.
I think it's been the best Halo game, though.
Which one?
Reach.
It's there.
Is it really?
It's there. ODST and Reach are on it.
Oh, is it now?
They're PC. They're on the PC ones, but they're not on the Xbox One
version. Oh, that's why. Yeah. Okay.
It's all there. You can play Halo 1 to 4, ODST, Reach.
Are they just straight ports, or are they all remastered?
I believe they're all slightly remastered.
Okay. Because that was the one problem I didn't like with Reach. It was locked at, like, below 30.
Yeah, because, like, I know Halo 1 and 2 are all fully remastered because it's the... You can, like, switch between old and new graphics. Yeah. But I haven't got to 3 and above. Okay. So, I can't say for sure. Mm. But, yeah, that's a good-ass value proposition.
Okay. Okay.
All the Halos. Okay. Play the Halos. Except for 5. But you can play Halo.
Okay.
And that's it. Those are my picks.
Wicked. All right. Cool. Moving into our weeks. Let's see. What did I do?
I know one thing you've been doing.
I know. But I watched The Mandalorian.
Like season one?
Season two. Okay. Episode uno. I forgot that this show had some budget.
Man. It's Disney, baby.
Holy. It's Star Wars is what it is. Like, holy shit. The amount of production value they put into this episode. And it's like... To be honest, nothing really happens. It's just like adventure of the week.
Check out all this money we spent.
Yeah.
All right.
We made a dragon.
Okay.
Watch us fight the dragon with our jetpacks.
Is this still Star Wars?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Space dragon?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
Is Jabba the Hutt a dragon?
No.
Okay.
When I say dragon, it's like, who's the big monster? In Monster Hunter.
Vitalis?
No. You gotta be like on his back and shit.
Jen Moran?
That's the one. Is that the one in the sand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Weird.
Yeah. That's it.
So what you're telling me is that they stole Monster Hunter ideas and put it in The Mandalorian.
Who knows? Who knows? I can neither confirm nor deny. But no, it's entertaining. If you like the first season, you'll like this, I'm sure. Again, nothing's really happened in this first episode. It was a lot more flash than it was substance.
Okay.
But it's Star Wars and it's fun, you know? I'm not really... Like, as much as I want to look for another sci-fi to watch right now, this one's just easy. Like, I don't have to, like, learn about something new and it's just fun and entertaining.
There's no science stuff.
Yeah, like that's always been the problem with jumping into new sci-fi. It's like, you gotta learn the world, right? You spend the first couple episodes understanding. And I just don't have the patience for that right now.
Okay.
So that's been pretty good. I've been watching more anime. Haikyuu continues to go on.
Is this the last season? Are they going all the way up until the end here?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is the last season, which I don't know how long this final season's going to be, because they're at like 5 episodes from the ending, and I'm pretty sure they still have like one pretty big match still to get through.
Okay.
So I don't know how...
It's going to be a montage. Montage!
Yeah, and the way that they're doing the storytelling now is a bit... all over the place. Hmm. It's a little too... I don't know. It's not that it's hard to follow. It just seems kind of random in spots.
It's weird. It's like for anime, if there is any anime to just be completely faithful to the manga and just follow it at the exact same pace, it's Haikyuu. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit is so popular.
Yeah.
Everywhere, worldwide.
Yeah, Haikyuu's, like, I've been seeing, I don't know, I guess, you know, Google understands that I'm watching anime volleyball, so they recommend me real volleyball with Japanese players.
Interesting.
And the comment section are all just, I'm here because of Haikyuu.
I hear because the algorithm.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, you know, I guess I am too. So, and real volleyball, hella fast.
Yeah,
hella fast.
Did you see the that one video of the all girls, match where the one girl falls on the other girl, and it's like, oh, it does exist. Yes, the anime exists. Yes.
That's a classic video. Yeah, so I've been watching Haikyuu, and then that other anime I've been watching still is Yashahime, the Inuyasha sequel.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
That show was so weird because it is literally straight out of the 90s. Everything about that show is straight out of the 90s. Like, okay. Like just the silliness of the 90s, the ridiculous plot and like the conclusions, mm-hmm. and just the archetypes and like the dumb shit that goes on.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, I'm watching like the 90s. Like this stupid just plot conveniences of like Pokemon.
Sweet.
Like, it's just like, what is this?
That sounds great.
Yeah, but it just, but it looks like so pretty because it's now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, great.
Okay.
You know, and it's like, oh shit, and they're pulling out like stock footage.
And that's cool.
Yeah, it's wild. It's fun though. It's fun. Like, you got to be into that to know you want it, but it's good.
I did recently tell my friends that this show existed, mm-hmm. and all of them are like, why? Why does Shoshomaru have a kid? Why does this exist? This should be, this should just be burned. Like, this should, they just couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, because going back to your childhood.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
Like, what are you doing?
They're ruining
it. It's sacred. But yeah, no. But they're giving out more hints. Like, apparently something's wrong with Kagome. As in, she be dead, fool.
Uh-oh.
Master Inuyasha is nowhere to be seen.
Because he killed her.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. And what of Tetsuya? What of Tetsuya?
The Wind Scar.
Who knows? And then, of course, the last thing I've been doing is I bought the Champion Edition of Apex Legends.
Yeah, I saw that. You went full on.
Because we watched that trailer for Olympus.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I got to try this. So I played a few rounds, and I'm like, I got to try the new characters.
Yeah.
I was like...
And I don't want to wait to unlock them.
No, let's just throw money at it.
The Disney approach.
Yeah, so I did it. I got them all. And I'm like, damn, I wish I could have tried all the characters first. Because yeah. I only really want one of them.
Which is
Loba.
Loba's sick.
That's the Loba's only one so I wanted. Cool. Yeah. But yeah, so I've been playing a lot of Apex Legends. I think I'm at, what is it, rank 30?
Level 30?
Level 30. Level
yeah.
30, yeah.
So, okay, so you've gotten a decent amount of packs for free?
I guess so, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Because I think it's like every other level it's a pack for free, or every five levels?
I forget. Something like that, yeah. I don't know. To be honest, I don't really care.
Are you not enjoying the game?
No, I don't really care about any of like the cosmetics.
What are you talking about? Skins, dog.
Who cares?
Don't you want those Loba skins?
Yeah, but all the skins are like, they're not creative. And
that's
just
why you need the elite skins.
And they're like... The problem with that game is that no one sees your skin, because half the time your battles are so far out.
No, you see your gun skin, but they see your character.
Okay, your gun skin might be the only thing that matters. But that game's whole emphasis is on the plaque that shows up before the battle begins.
That's it. You gotta have a sick plaque, dog.
It's like, what? People are paying money for this shit? Like, what?
To be fair, it's the same in Overwatch, unless you do an emote.
I mean, yeah, but like in Overwatch, like you're literally only buying the skins.
What about that gold gun?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's true. I guess, but you can only get that with ranked currency.
Oh, is it? Is like, different?
You can't buy that.
Oh, okay, that's different then.
Like, yeah, yeah, but like, yeah, and oh gosh, Apex is, there's just too much in that game.
What are you talking about?
I don't mean like the actual gameplay parts, everything else surrounding it.
You get the replicator points by opening chests?
No. That's part of the game. That's fine. Yeah. I mean like when you turn it on and you're like, all these menu screens and you're like,
it's free to play.
What the fuck is Battle Pass? There's three different currencies, and which ones can I actually buy?
Oh, so yeah, you gotta get the crafting shards.
Like, what? Right?
And the crafting, but then there's heirloom shards. Those are different
from crafting shards. Sorry, there's four.
Yeah. What? And then there's Apex coins, and then there's RP coins.
What? What are the RP coins
for? The ones are free-to-play coins, so you get those red coins.
Yeah, what do they do?
They can unlock characters.
But I have all the characters.
Okay, they can also unlock certain... I think they can unlock upgrades of weapon skins. So occasionally, like if you... Say you get a legend...
What?
Yeah, so say you get like a legendary like R34, right? What? And then like in the shop, occasionally, there's like, here's a different skinned version of that legendary thing. And then you spend the red coins on it.
And then there's the battle pass.
Gun gotcha.
And then there's two battle pass options you can buy.
Yeah, so like these are the ones you get free.
Yeah. Right?
But
okay.
If you buy the premium one,
yeah,
you get all the premium ones that you've unlocked so far.
What?
But then if you get to level 110, you get an animated gun skin.
What?
Or sorry, 100. You get an animated gun skin that changes the more people you kill. What? Yeah.
What? I'm just saying, like, all the mechanics surrounding just being part of the game, it's nutty. It's just like, why?
They've definitely taken a book from gacha games.
Yeah, like they've gone overboard, and it's just at one point it's just so not at one point in fact it's so impenetrable that like I did not want to spend money because I was like, forget it. It's just there's just too much here.
But did you go into the what's it called, the event shop?
Yes.
Yeah, so you went to the event shop, but then you go to the regular shop.
Yes.
So there's two different shops.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, man? What is this?
Yeah, it's wild. I will give it that. It is full-on gacha.
Yeah. And then, like, even when you go to each character,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, we got the banner, we got the trackers, we got the...
We gotta customize each, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, you got the kill banner, but you only got the kill banner for Gibraltar. You didn't get the kill banner for Lifeline.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
And then it's like... you got the charm for your gun?
Yeah.
Oh, but you can only put that charm on one gun.
Yeah, so you only have one charm per gun. So they're all unique.
This game is like, it gives me a headache. I'm just like, what?
Gun cosmetics are the only cosmetics
that matter. Yeah.
I think I had enough of the free currency to where I bought, it was crafting shards. I had enough crafting shards to where I bought the fucking Game Boy one for the Mastiff.
Oh, cool.
That one's cool.
Cool.
But, like, getting those crafting shards is a pain in the ass.
The blue ones, right?
Yes, the blue ones.
How do you get them?
You get them from, they're, instead of getting doubles.
Oh, but so you have to have, okay.
You get crafting shards.
Because sometimes I'll get them and it's like, oh, you got 40. And I'm like,
hell yeah.
What's 40 get me?
Nothing.
Jack
shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, you got the purple drop. It gives you 150. You're like, what's that give you? Still nothing.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
But you just got more of them.
Yeah. So, I got some epic skins because I bought the championship edition. Is it epic or legendary?
I think they're...
The yellow ones.
Legendary.
Okay,
yeah. And then epic is the purple.
Okay, yeah. So I got some of those for characters I don't use, so... Get fucked.
Bloodhunter is very good.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Everyone always plays Blood. Wow. Bloodhound. Bloodhound?
Yeah, Bloodhunter.
Yeah, Bloodhound, yeah. He's the one who has sonar?
Yeah. It's a bat. Yeah. And then he's all like...
He can see you in his passive.
And then when he goes ultimate, he just goes enraged, like double... Like you're basically the Titanfall pilot.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. He's pretty cool. So I've been playing a lot of Apex Legends. And now, of course, it's Season 7. And I think I'm at current Battle Pass 11.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is now they introduced crossplay for this season.
Yes. Well, it was also last season.
It was last season? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right, yeah. So I've been playing with, I guess, basically just Xbox players.
Oh, okay.
Like, and it shows, like, if you're PlayStation, or it'll show the controller.
Yeah.
And the controller means Xbox. I know you can play with PC, but I have to be linked with a PC player first.
Hell yeah.
Like, I have to be, like, I have to add someone on my friends list who's PC.
Yo, let's go.
And then I'll jump into PC.
Let's go.
I don't want to get wrecked just yet.
We get wrecked together.
Oh, my
God. I'm on PC, and I still get wrecked.
So yeah, Season 7, I've won 3 games so far. So
oh, nice. Okay.
Won 2 in a row.
Oh, that's big money.
Yeah, can you believe that?
That's big
2
money.
2 in a row. It was wild.
Were you the kill leader?
Wait, no. 4 in a row. Yeah, I was kill leader as Rampart.
Yo, console seems easy. I gotta get on this console train.
I was the kill leader. My full squad was alive. And what else did I have? Some other shit.
All right.
Yeah. But it was cool. Apex is fun. Like, it's really good. I'm still not used to the whole, like... I can't tell when someone's shield is completely depleted.
You gotta listen for the crack.
Because, like, so many colors pop up when you, like, kill them. But I'm like,
well, the color is just their shield strength.
Yeah, but then like I'll hit someone with a sniper, right?
Yeah.
And I think I hear the crack. Yeah. It turns out they still have more shield.
Yeah, there's a very specific noise that you'll get used to eventually.
Yeah, I just feel like I haven't played enough to really understand the full mechanics of it all.
Yeah.
But it's been good. A lot of people are just dumb, and a lot of people are just smart. So
depends on who you get.
Yeah, you just, you know, roll the dice.
Yeah, have you seen the new Lifeline update since probably you've last played?
What is it?
You know how when she rezzes people, she gets like a shield in front of her? Yeah, yeah. You just press res on people and the robot rezzes for you with the shield while you run around and do whatever.
Right, I saw that. Someone did it to me.
It's so sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's she's so useful. I don't know why she's just not in every party.
Yeah, every party is Wraith.
Console?
Yeah.
For the attacker on PC, either everybody has Rampart or everybody has Octane.
Yeah, everyone has Octane, yeah. But like, I don't know why Wraith is used so much. Like, I get the portal thing, but also...
I think it's so you could just 1v9, bro.
Yeah, I guess.
So. Right? Like, oh, you're shooting at me? Different dimension.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay, sure, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, I tried the New Girl Horizon.
Yeah.
With the gravity stuff.
Oh, with her, like, jump pads and whatever?
So the jump pad's cool. It's kind of better. It's just a better version of Octane's.
Octane's is an ultimate, though.
The jump pad?
Yeah.
It's an ultimate?
His jump pad is an ultimate.
The fuck?
Does the gravity well give you momentum still?
Or
is it just straight up?
Oh, no, straight up, no.
Oh, okay.
And you can't double jump on it.
Oh, okay.
But you go higher than the jump pad.
Because it's just straight up. That makes sense.
But her ultimate is sick.
The black hole?
The Zarya bomb?
Yeah. Does it do damage? Or is it just like...
It just pulls. Okay. It just pulls. So it's easy to just cluster people. Like, you could cluster people in doorways, so it's fun.
Can you do the thing in the trailer where they throw the grenade into it, and then it, like, sucks in the grenade?
Yeah, and then everyone's in there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. She's cool. A lot of people are playing her. But yeah, I've been playing mostly Lobo. Just because, you know, pulling out all those guns.
Shop.
Yeah.
Infinite ammo.
Open up shop, bitch. Yeah, that's fun. And then she has the warping bracelet.
Oh, that thing's cool. She just chucks.
Yeah, that's just my escape tool now. It's just, I need to get over this fucking wall.
I don't want to climb it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. The car thing is not as interesting as I thought it was going to be.
I haven't played it with the car yet because I haven't played the new maps.
So. All it is just get in the car. We got to get to the ring.
Have you seen the ones where people have been glitching it?
No.
There was one where they ran it into a open chest. And it launched them halfway across the map.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But that new map, it's not as futuristic fun as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Like, from the trailer, it looked like very white and clean. And like,
yeah, yeah.
It's not as...
pristine?
Yeah, as I thought it was going to be. Right. Like, I was really hoping for, like, I don't know, like, I guess super future tech, but it's not like that. But it's all right. I think I still prefer the original map better.
Kings Canyon?
Yeah.
Have you played the other one?
No, I haven't. So, like, I want to go try that.
The second one?
Yeah. Kings Canyon's still my, I think, preferred.
It's a good map. That's a good map.
Yeah. So, but no, Apex Legends is pretty, pretty good. It does make me reaffirm, though, that, like for this game, I really do have to focus if I want to, like, play it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I can't just turn it on like Overwatch and be like shoot bang,
I'm just gonna lob stuff.
Yeah, there's just something easier about Overwatch's playstyle for me, I guess.
The movement in this game is always so key that if you're not paying attention to like where you're sliding and what you're doing, like you will get caught somewhere.
Yeah, I can't believe how easy it is to lose somebody in that game, in Apex. I mean,
oh, because they're so mobile.
That and just like there's just so many escape routes and options, and like
you really have to think of like the attack coming at you from like all three directions.
Yeah, so it's like,
or all four, like up, down, and left, right.
But I guess that's how a battle royale works. So like I can't complain about it. It's just like it just does require more.
But it's not right because like Call of Duty is like, okay, we're mainly on the ground, and if someone made it up to a roof, then yes. But this one is just like some guy could turn a corner, and then you turn and he's just gone. But it turns out he climbed the box.
Yeah,
and then
and you're like, ah, shit.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like, that's how a lot of my battles have gone. I'm like, oh, this is fucked up. Like,
And but also, when you get the jump on somebody else.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Because then you see them, like, they're just looking around.
They're just like, chilling.
And you're like, how can you not see me? Like, I'm right here.
Such a dingus.
Yeah. The abilities, I guess I forgot that they're not quite as, like, prominent in combat as...
No.
Yeah. Like, no, it's definitely, like, your gun still matters the most. And I think that's the biggest change, because coming from Overwatch, where your abilities are key...
They all matter.
Yeah. And being on cooldown, like, matters 100% Overwatch. Mm-hmm. Apex is not like that. It's like, what matters is you got your reloads up.
Did you swap to your other gun instead of reloading the long, like, yeah. Spitfire or whatever?
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's been pretty fun. I've been using the R99.
Thing's busted. It's the best gun.
The R99 and whatever assault rifle I can get my hand on.
I usually try and go for the Spitfire.
The LMG?
Yeah. That thing's awesome. So good. Have you used the charge rifle?
Yes.
That thing's fucked.
Yes.
Oh, you're like halfway across the map? Boom!
Yeah, it's like instant. Yeah, it's wild.
Hit scan, baby.
Yeah. The other one I use is, sometimes I use the triple tech.
That one's good.
With choke on.
Yeah, and you go...
Yeah, it's fun. Just like blow people
Put away. Like a one-time scope on that and just use it as like a shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, like, but my go-to is just the... The scout rifle?
The G7 or whatever.
With the double tap trigger or mod.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you try the Mastiff at some point.
The shotgun?
Yeah. The thing is nutty.
I heard. It's just every time I pick up a shotgun, I'm like, I never use it.
That's fair. I don't really know how this new map is, because like in King's Canyon, there's a lot of situations where you're in a pretty tight corridors. And not necessarily like corridors, but like, okay, this arena has walls, right? Yeah. So I can like slide up on a dude and do whatever.
Oh, but it's pretty cool. The game's fun. I did take a win with Rampart. I put up the minigun. I just put 3 shields in front of me.
Nice!
And I just shot through them all. It was sick. Because I was in a corridor. Yeah. And the corridor was only as wide as my shields.
So you're like 1, 2, 3.
So I put 1, 2, 3 and I put the thing at the end.
Sick.
And I just come running up the stairs. It was sick.
You gotta put that gun on the car.
You know what? I never do.
But yeah, and then you have a, what's it called? You have a Warthog.
No one ever goes around with it, though.
That's fair. Yeah, I guess you're a big target.
Yeah. But, that's my time with Apex. It's been pretty fun. I plan to play some more.
Nice.
I can't wait until I get a PlayStation 5, though, and get it on there, because I heard it runs...
Better?
Way better.
Okay.
Like, closer to, what you'd expect on the PC right now. Okay. So, I do want to see what that's like, because I think Apex has this thing where, man, the frame just... dips.
In what situation?
Like the frame rates dip in Apex. Yeah,
I haven't played on console in a long time, so.
Yeah, like it's like it generally runs at 30, but then it dips below 20.
Oof.
In like some situations, and you're like, and you could just feel it, and you're like,
oh. Even on a pro.
Yeah,
wow.
On a pro.
Wow.
Pro. Yeah, so that's just one of those moments where I would like to play that game as it was intended.
Okay,
so yeah, but it's pretty fun.
Fair enough.
Hmm.
In my week, I finished up Grim Dawn.
Grim Dawn.
The Diablo clone I talked about last week.
Yes, yeah. Yes. You sound familiar.
That's good. It's still good. I finished all the DLC. The ending of like the last DLC has you do some like Cthulhu space shit, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
But I am now running through with my Inquisitor build on the harder difficulty. And I have been getting more legendary drops, which opens up my item pool and like build pool a lot more.
Okay.
So I'm around level, I think I'm like 67, 68 right now out of 100. And yeah, that game got hard because when you go into the new difficulty, obviously everything is leveling with you. But also you take a negative 25% penalty to all resistances. So like... Right now, I have...
25, that sucks.
It's, and then you go to ultimate, and it's negative 50.
Oh, God.
So right now, I have my armor set is really good on elemental resistances, but when it comes to resistances for piercing damage and for poison damage, I'm at negative 25. So, like, I'll roll up on a trash mob, and one dude has a throwing knife, and I'll just insta-die, and I'm like, fuck! So... I was thinking of maybe rolling a new build, but we'll see how it goes from there. But it's fun. I tried to follow the story. That's not what I came to the game for. It seems like it has a pretty good lore setup.
Does anybody who plays like Diablo clones care about the story though?
I like the story of Diablo, but I think that's because I've been invested since I was like a teenager.
Oh, that's true. I guess if you jumped into it now, like, would you care?
Yeah. It's like Grim Dawn seems like it has a really cool setup. They have a lot of different like side quests that like depending on your speech options will either gain you a new member or something horrible will happen. Like I was in the desert and I ran across a guy with a torch in front of a house. Okay. And he was like, the world has gone to shit. I can't live this way anymore. And blah, blah, blah. Like we're going to go to the other side. It's like, what do you mean we? And apparently he locked his wife and kid inside the house and was going to set the house on fire. And then depending on how you talk to this person, either you can convince him not to do it. And then you send them back to the town and you get a new quest line, or he will burn down the house with him and his children.
That's excessive.
Yeah. So it's like, it's the darkest timeline pretty much in this world.
Okay.
I think there was one where like someone lost their sister because she went to the necropolis for some reason. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, it's called the necropolis. Don't go.
Yeah.
But she, like, it turns out she was caught and being used as like a breeding machine for monsters.
Oh
yeah. And it's like, and you have to like set the whole facility on fire.
Whew.
Like it is a dark ass story. It's very Eldritch Horror type shit.
Yeah.
But I just don't care.
Wow.
Yeah. I just want to see the numbers go big and I want to see the screen explode. It's basically how I want it to work.
Wow.
But it's good. It's good. After that, I had two manga recommendations. I'll start with the joke one.
Hmm.
There's a new manga called My Dad Became a Cute VTuber Girl.
How of the times?
And our young high schooler is shocked in chapter one to find out that his favorite VTuber is his father. His mom sends him in to his dad's room and he's like, hey, go get your dad. It's dinner time. Catches him in the act.
That's fucked.
And
it's like finding out your favorite OnlyFans is your sister.
Oh. And yeah, they make a bunch of like jokes where like this is his favorite VTuber. He's donated.
Oh my.
He made a song to the VTuber that the dad then plays, not knowing it's his son's song. And then the son is just like dejected. He's like, oh God.
This is so sad.
Yeah. And then on the other hand, the mother is also a VTuber, but hates the top VTuber, which is
her husband.
Her husband.
But do they all know each other?
They do not know that each other are VTubers.
Oh. So that's the gimmick.
Yeah. And then the mom is like not very popular and always super angry. Like she's not like, oh my God, hi. Like, oh.
Yeah.
But the dad is consistently like cune bitch.
Wow.
It's weird. I think there's only like 5 chapters out right now.
Yeah.
But it's pretty funny. I recommend it. I recommend.
I mean, great.
Yeah, it's good. Just catch up.
Okay.
Get into the VTuber culture, baby.
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good.
What? You okay?
I'm good. I feel good. I feel like no.
Okay. So the last one is actually a seinen manga.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Shamo. I believe it was
like ShamWow.
S-H-A-M-O.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shamo!
So it was created in 1998, and then went for like a really long hiatus at a certain point because they were having like issues with rights holdings, and then eventually finished in 2015.
Hmm.
But it is a seinen fighting manga, karate. But the twist here is that you follow a boy called Ryo Nurashima. Yeah, Ryo Nurashima.
Okay.
And he, chapter one, kills his own parents.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so he kills his own parents. He goes into a juvenile delinquent program because he is 16 at the time. And he has to stay there until he's 18.
Okay.
And within the prison, he suffers some pretty horrific like circumstances. Multiple times he is raped in the prison.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
This kind of man.
It's okay. Dark. I think a couple times he's just had the shit kicked out of him multiple times. But eventually he has like mandatory like physical activity
class, yes, or whatever. Okay. All right.
And there's another for life criminal that's from another prison, and he is basically a traveling karate teacher for young juvenile delinquents.
He's a traveling karate teacher.
Pretty much. And Ryo gets obsessed with karate because he sees it as something that will protect him. And if he doesn't want to die in this prison, he has to learn karate. Right. But the thing with this manga is that Ryo has like, he is the villain.
Yeah.
Right. Like he is an asshole.
Yeah.
To a T.
Yeah.
And you're following this main character who kind of has, he has almost no positive traits about him. Mm. Once you move on beyond the prison and he kind of gets back into the outside life, like he's just a huge piece of shit. Like he's just randomly finding people on the street to kick the shit out of so he can just smurf on people pretty much. There was like a training arc where it's hinted that he brought a prostitute to an island so he could train.
Yeah.
And then he promised her like $1,000 a day. But then when he leaves the island, she's nowhere to be seen.
Oh.
Like he is just an insufferable piece of shit. And every match he ever wins is always by some dirty tactic.
Uh-huh.
But he is the main focus of the story. So it's a really interesting take on this kind of stuff. Because normally it's like the boy, he like couldn't. He's been bullied and whatever, but he's got this like jovial attitude and he's great and whatever. Yeah. And it's like, no, this guy's a piece of shit. And he's murdered multiple people, including his own parents, forcing his sister into prostitution.
Wow.
But it's still really good. Like I find myself kind of reading it, not for like the feel good stuff of like, yeah, I want to see the guy get stronger. It's like, I want this guy to motherfucker to get his comeuppance, right? Just, I want him to get absolutely demolished.
Okay.
I kind of highly recommend it if you're kind of squeamish on the more adult themes that happen.
I might be.
Maybe it's not for you.
Maybe I won't then.
Yeah, it's never super graphic. Whenever they show like genitalia and stuff like that, usually there's like dark shadows around that area, so it's not like straight up junk in your face and stuff like that. But yeah, they deal with a lot of rough topics, just the seedy underbelly of Japan and how this guy is just a complete piece of shit. But it's good.
Well, it sounds wonderful.
it's good. It's got like 34 volumes. Apparently it was like adapted into a Hong Kong film.
Really?
Yeah, in like 2007.
Hmm.
But yeah, I recommend it. If you can handle the kind of grittier aspects that manga can bring, I do recommend it.
I don't know if that's for me.
Maybe there's a listener there.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, you specifically, I don't think you would
no.
You would enjoy it. So I did. And I do.
Okay.
So yeah, that's basically been my week. I have a lot of it's the point in the semester where it's almost exam season, so all of your major assignments are due.
Yep.
So all I've been doing is like writing on top of writing on top of writing. So. It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Well, let's see. Today is November the 11th, Singles Day. If you're going to line up tomorrow, well, you can't line up. What am I saying?
Yeah, if you're going to order online tomorrow.
If you're going to order online your PlayStation 5, good fucking luck.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope y'all get what you want.
No.
Okay.
I'm not getting one, so you can't have one either.
Oh, is that how it is?
Yeah. If I get one, then you know what? That's okay. Everyone can get one.
Wow, I didn't realize it was like that. Did not realize it was like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hope y'all don't get one
then. All right. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.